This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with the President of Angola, João Manuel González Lourenço, in New Delhi today. Several MOUs are expected to be signed following the talks. President Lourenço will be accorded to the ceremonial welcome at the forecourt at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. He will hold discussions with the President of Draupadi Murmu. He will host a banquet in honor of the visiting dignitary. The President of Angola is on a three-day visit to India. The WAVES declaration was adopted during the Global Media Dialogue in Mumbai yesterday. The member nations agreed to prevent the spread of misinformation and promote the media integrity, fact-based journalism and responsible advertising. They also agreed to support the content with respects to the human rights and the cultural sensitivities while fostering the cross-border collaborations to deepen the sharing of understanding. Meanwhile, the To Create in India Challenge, CIC Season 1, concluded at the summit yesterday, and the winners of 32 distinct challenges under the CIC were honored at the summit, spanning every domain of the media and entertainment industry. President Rudé accused the Congress of trying to create a confusion on caste census. The party spokesperson Sambit Patra told the media in New Delhi today that Congress and its allies are in power to over six decades, but they will never conducted state caste consensus. He said it will be the first time that the BJP-led government is going to conduct this caste consensus. And Mr. Patra added that the exercise is not for the polarization, but for the policy transformation. Earlier in the day, the Congress asked the government to announce the timeline for every stage of the caste survey. India and Denmark have signed the renewed Memorandum of Understanding to strengthen the energy cooperation. The MOU will support India's ambitious target of achieving a net zero emissions by 2070. It aims to foster the knowledge exchange and technological collaboration between the two countries, particularly in the area of clean and sustainable energy solutions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone dedicated to the nation's multiple development projects worth over 58,000 crore rupees in Amravati, the greenfield capital city of Andhra Pradesh, yesterday. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said that these projects form a strong foundation in the Andhra Pradesh aspiration to the Viksit Bharat hopes.
Ek naya Amravati, ek naya Andhra. Amravati wo dharti hai jahan parampara aur pragati dono saath chalte hain, jahan bauddha virasat ki shanti bhi hai aur Viksit Bharat ke nirman ki urja bhi hai.
Earlier, the Prime Minister Modi dedicated to the nation the Vizhinjam International Deepwater Multipurpose Seaport, which is the country's first semi-automated port. Addressing at this event, the Prime Minister said it is a significant step forward in the development of India's maritime infrastructure. He said that the port is a great model of the new age development and will bring the great economic stability and the benefits of the country and to Kerala. India's total exports have touched an all-time high of $824.9 billion in the financial year 2024-25 as per the latest data released by the Reserve Bank of India, which includes the service trade for March 2025. This marks a growth of 6.01% over the previous year's export figure of $778.1 billion. India Meteorological Department IMD has a forecast rainfall accompanied by the thunderstorms, lightning, hailstorms and the gusty winds over the east and the central India till the 6th of May. Rainfall accompanied with a thunderstorm or dust storm is likely to continue over the northwest India till the 7th of May. In IPL cricket, the host Gujarat Titans defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 38 runs last night, chasing a 225 runs for victory. Sunrisers Hyderabad could only score 186 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. Prasidh Krishna from Gujarat Titans picked up 2 wickets and he was adjourned the player of the match earlier put into bat. The Gujarat Titans posted 224 for 6 in 20 overs. Today, Royal Challengers Bangalore will take on Chennai Super Kings at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Chennai at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.